Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Now I don't know how.
Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Next stage and online radio, and tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and joined with my brother, co-hosting. He is Mr. DSP, Mr. Dark Knight, but ladies and gentlemen, you know him as J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, my brother?
I got to clear my throat after such a cool introduction. I'm not even sure I'm worthy of such accolades, but if it's coming from my brother from another mother, then I'll take all that is and then some. Van Meadows, it is good to be seen by you, my brother. How are you tonight?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. It's Friday Eve. The weekend is upon us. But more importantly, man, we are here at the Get Down. So I'm doing phenomenal.
Mm. Tell them, man. Can we tell them earlier, or should we just go through what we go through? Can we tell them? Because, Van, I've been itching.
Let's just let them wait. Just a few minutes longer.
Okay, because I've been chomping at the bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you are already here and you desire to be a part of the show tonight, press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
I got mine.
You got yours? Let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, for giving us this fine platform as well as Raw Links. J-Rob, why,
sir?
Woo-hoo.
Come on now.
Let the cat out the bag, bro. Let the cat
ladies
out the
and
bag.
Gentlemen,
cool
I
cats,
got you,
baby.
Man. Come on now. Listen, Cat Daddy, I want you all to turn off whatever lights you got on, put on some sunglasses, pour yourself a nice smooth glass of wine, sit back because the next stop on the Get Down, we're in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Baltimore Jazz Scene. See, we started this whole trip in the new year. We started in New York, in Harlem. Then we got on 95 and trickled on down into Philly. Got some of that down-home Philly jazz. And tonight, we're in Baltimore, home of one Van Meadows, taking in all the sights.
Yes, sir. Man,
it is crabs,
so
y'all.
Good. It's not just crabs, but it is so good to be home. You know, I haven't been home in a minute. And just seeing a lot of familiar faces, arms around some family. Importantly, getting a little taste of the jazz scene.
The jazz scene in Baltimore is something serious. There's a lot of history with it. And I'm just glad I'm here with you so that they can enjoy what we're about to bring to them there. I mean, literally, I can't wait. So when it's all said and done, it's going to be a good look.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. She is tripping, man. She just dropped my call.
She got a lot of nerve.
I'm sitting here like, no, she didn't. Hung up on me in mid-sentence. Man, I'm like, Blog Talk, you mad because we're in Baltimore? That's all right. But anywho. But Yes, sir, brother. I'm so excited about tonight, man. Oh, man. For those of you that haven't had a chance to experience Baltimore in any form of fashion, well, we're going to give you a little taste tonight. And what I got for everyone to spit over tonight, look, don't y'all be making no babies, okay? Don't make no babies. Because it's a classic. It is a classic, and let me just give a little bit of what we're going to be doing.
Oh, are they ready, man? Are they ready?
This is what you will be spitting over tonight. So we're gonna turn it down just a little bit more. Make sure that because I want to make sure that you're heard and the music compliments you as an artist. So I hope that's all right with everybody. J-Rob, is that all right with
you? Moments of love, of course it is, brother, by the Art of Noise.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Play that.
Indeed.
Play that.
Indeed.
Ooh, and they're going to spit over that? Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
man, they're going to spit over that. Some of y'all ain't never heard this before. And some of you old school vets, you know what it is. You know what we're about to do. We are about
Listen.
To get on down.
Yeah. Come on now. I can't wait. Hey, oh man, I can't wait. And that Art of Noise says so much. Ooh, tonight's poetry girl. Folks, please, don't rush the stage. Let the poets do their thing.
Yeah.
Let's do this jazz thing right, man.
Absolutely.
Let's do this jazz thing right.
Let's get started, shall we?
By all means. And if I am not mistaken, I think you went. No, I went first last week because I lost the talk, the heads and tails toss.
That's correct.
So since I lost, I would be of the opinion that it is my brother's turn to go first.
Yes, sir.
And if that is the case, good brother, let's do what we do and we kick this off. I'm gonna step to the side and let you go on and get on.
Thank you. I've closed my eyes to experience you. My ears have heard your sax do what it do, while my taste buds and palate could wait to give me my keys to the valet. Just so I can be indoctrinated by your sound, sitting in Bobby's jazz club, after coming from Baltimore's Harlem, known as Sandtown, where a little pub gave way to a night of splendid entertainment. From Charm City, where seafood is an absolute must with commitment, that must be met with an environment of rhythms and dancing. Grooves that vibrate the eardrums and romancing. A night on the town anxious about hearing some of the top saxophonists from a city known as Baltimore. So learning that smooth grooves and smooth tunes mixed with sharp dresses and cool cats that would soon turn a room into a party. And my crew is dressed to the nine and ready to brew. This fine linen mixed with jazzy euphoria, wishing this night never ends into a sound from the keys, the bass, the sax, the drums, just move my funky ass to the tunes of some Baltimore jazz. And that's that piece.
Nerve. You got some nerve. This right here is why I loved when you did this nice and slow. Because I'm lighting a cigarette And my brother said, well, you know me, I'm doing a cigar thing. But he's like sitting in Bobby's Jazz Club, after coming from Baltimore, Harlem, known as Sandtown, where a little pub gave way to light, splendid entertainment from Charm City. The seafood is an absolute must, with commitment that must be met with an environment of rhythms and dancing and grooves that vibrate the eardrums and romancing a night on the town. Anxious about hearing some of the top saxophonists from a city known as Baltimore. Couldn't say it no plainer or any better than that, brother. That I loved.
Thank you, my brother.
Very much.
Appreciate it. That piece is simply titled
Very
Baltimore
much.
Jazz, or Be More Jazz, if you will.
Come on now.
Now.
That's what I'm talking about.
My good brother. You hear how that thing just switched? Because it knows.
I heard that.
It's time for J. Rob the Wise Son to get on down. So allow me to back on up. And as the smoke fills the air from the cigars and everybody sipping cognac, brother, go ahead and get on down.
Bobble dee doo doo. Bobble dee doo doo. Bobble dee doo 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 doo. Okay, so I finally make it to Baltimore. Walking to Bobby's Jazz Club. Just to peep a deep this Afro-tude, untouchable, bulletproof, just to listen to the drip of this dope pitter-patter, brain matter, splattered, spit spilled, spoken, and spit broken, painted with vivid pictures. Impromptu, smooth, instrumental, octaves flow, poetic prose, dropped over bebop and hip-hop rhythms, bottom-dee-doo-doo. Riffing Langston Hughes classics, weary blues to Jazzonia, exemptarious and ad-lib, seeking to cognate release, conjuring lyrical portions out of thin air, emble cultural notions, formatting letters into words, words into pictures. Brother, did you catch that? Too late. Ooh, mic drop. Time to hit the next spot. No time to hassle. The doors open. I'm at Caton's Castle, stopping on a dime. Rewind the rhythm, quicken the cadence, resetting the time, confabulations, fueled with alternative sounds. Man, you better walk that bass. Ba-do-dee-doo. Ba-do-dee-doo. Holding up, change up, a brand new vibe, improvised freedom, lives in the spot, hit him with that live venom. House band asking, can I get some? The congregation is saying, can I get an amen? Draining imaginations and hand and pens, head drives, flicking provocations, sliding conscious concoctions, slow motion off the dome top metaphors, conjured, leaping atop reasons, a single bound like sinister mansions designed to take over the world one verse and one note at a time, spitting deep blue phrases, impeccable phrases, syncopation, painting the cadence of his talk. Man, please, that cat could blow a hurricane out of business. Low down jive, intense brooding, improvised sound, horn up high with brown tones and a smile like Miles. Spontaneous invention, the story of his life as neatly arranged as a pile of Freddie Hubbard's records stacked meticulously on shelves. And when he delivers Gabriel notes, Gabriel takes note, elongated blast, pensive, searching, poignant notes inside protracted spaces. Puck snarls, abstract rhythms, taking time in full advantage because his pen and this music in a couple of years, they're saying, man, that boy's going to be something great when he goes and that's that piece.
Yo, did y'all hear this? Babadidoo, doo doo doo. Babadidoo, doo doo doo. spitting deep root phrases, impeccable phrasing, syncopation painted, the cadence of his task. Man, this cat could blow a hurricane out of business, bro. This right here, fire, J-Rob. Pure fire, bro. Pure fire. I don't even know how you still got air.
This was fun, man. I had to write something really different and come back to the stuff that I love listening to, especially if I'm going to be in your hometown. I got to come correct, brother. I got to come correct. That's
you did that.
That just brought me back to them horns,
that.
And that's what I like.
You definitely did that, bro. Man, fire. Fire. This is what we got tonight, y'all. This is what we got tonight. Oh, man. I love it, bro. I love it, bro.
And that's all I've been hearing, man. Thank you so much. This was dope.
Nah,
your
man,
piece, man, that caught me. I wanted to match that, so thank you.
Mm. Oh, man. Thank you, man. That flow, man. Your flow, man. That Baltimore intensity. You captured that Baltimore intensity, bro. You truly did. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
My man. Thank you.
Now,
thank you. But
are y'all
hey,
ready?
Come on.
We can't do this by ourselves, Jay. We can't do this by ourselves.
I could do this with Van all night. Don't play with me.
I know we could. I know we could. However.
However. Wins or never.
Right.
Who do we
now,
have?
Gentlemen. Hold your applause. She's coming. We have Epiphany's own La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Yo. Shit. Damn. Y'all from Food Camp. I'm trying to tell you, y'all from that shit, y'all. What's up?
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. It's all J-Rob's fault.
Thank you, brother.
Come up with these
guess
topics.
What?
Makes us stretch
guess
out,
what?
Man.
Guess what? I'm just glad y'all came up with it and wrote to it. Man, what a treat. Y'all put in tonight. That's what's up. I'm in here like, damn. Okay.
We appreciate you.
Blame all of us this on Van.
Look, Moments in Love, that's one of my favorite chill songs. Oh, my God.
You said it's your chill
song? No other song. It's one of my favorite chill songs. I'm telling you. It's no other song out there like it.
It's one of my favorite for other reasons. But we talking about jazz tonight.
Thank you.
I hear it.
Because the song itself is 10 minutes long, pure intense
right?
Instrumentals and breaks, beats and pauses and amped up syncopations and whoo, baby.
Yeah.
The only thing that's missing is some sweat dropping. See, you know what? Let me stop.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
So,
it's about some jazz tonight.
It's about jazz tonight.
Pearl
and Negra. J-Rob and myself are going to move off the stage because the crowd here in B-More, they pretty aggressive, but they love
it's
poetry. So,
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and calm down?
All right. I got y'all. Now, this is not titled. Okay. So, be patient here. Ain't no mistaking that classic, jazzy, be more sound. So, what I'm about to do is take you for a short jazzy tour around town, where you'll hear saxophones, tickled ivory keys, and funky drums. So lay back, lend me your ears, and let me give you something. I'll start with Lady Day. This sultry voice songbird gave us tales from her heart, such as God Bless the Child, Strange Fruit, All of Me, and my favorite, Good Morning, Hearty. And though she fell on hard times, was even deemed a Soviet spy, her unique voice and smooth croon put her as one of the best singers of her time to groove to. Raised in East Baltimore, but born in Philly, PA. So I pay homage to the lady in satin, Miss Billie Holiday. Now, before I introduce you to the next entertainer, I want to make a quick stop by the Baltimore Harbor to grab something to drink and pick me up some shrimp, some mussels, and crabs. You know, the colossal blues, because I don't play about my seafood. This next one gave us a heartbreak song about how somebody's sleeping in my bed, baby. But also something to jump to wearing that scandalous attire. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. Yeah, I'm talking about Cisco. Oh, in case you didn't know, he could scat too. Now next, we got Chick Webb. Now he was handicapped, but that didn't stop him from leading the band and drumming out some swinging jazz. And last but not least, I'll talk about Jessica Williams, running them magical fingers across the ivory keys, giving you hits like I Remember Dexter, Straight No Chaser, and ooh, Dirty Dog Blues. For my last stop, anybody that knows me knows that I love a good book. So I'm going to see if I can grab a good read when I stop by the George Peabody Library. And that's that piece.
Yo, yo, yo.
She ain't fair.
May I?
Go on. Go on.
You know, your piece brings back a whole lot of nostalgic memories for me. You know, at one point I'm over here thinking, tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. But then I had to dial it down when you said the George W. Peabody Library, which is right next to the George Peabody Institute of Music, where I worked across the street at the hotel for about 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Oh, man. I love this piece.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you. You should call it Be More Nostalgia. That's what you should call it. That's what you should call it.
Okay.
But I love it. I love it. J-Rob the Wise
Thank
Son.
You
are not fair. You are not fair. She came through, spit that jazz, and then mentioned all them spots. I'm like, ooh, look at her, look at her. Who knew?
Oh.
Who knew she knew what she was talking about? Who knew?
Right, right, right. Man, amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, thank you, love this piece. Absolutely love this piece. So for her, when she's doing that, not right now, because I know the time is not what it is, but if I knew what she was going to do while she was spitting her joint in the background jet, in the background van, I'd have been going, ba-ba-dee-doo, doo-doo.
Dude, boy, you read my mind, because I was just sitting here, thinking about that. That's in my head for the night.
Yep. Yep. That's all I kept hearing while she was spitting. I'm just doo doo doo.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Let everybody know where you're going to be in Epiphany Land this week.
Oh,
the background.
Okay. All right, alternating Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen. I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Filler. And that is a place where you can come in there and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Monday night. Well, alternating Monday night with Do What You Like. I am one-third host of The Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. And y'all come on by Monday night. You want to love it because we got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and that definitely helps you tap into your creative side. Wednesday night, I am in the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air right now, but I'm sure y'all going to love what we come up with. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right, all right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. On her way
yes,
to the Get Down dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl, La Negra, One Love, One Mic. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
One Love, One Mic.
Wow.
Awesome,
so this,
man.
So
awesome.
This is what we're doing tonight, Van.
Get a seat belt because this is what we're doing.
Ooh, I'm strapped in, bro.
Come on.
Next
we're
up
in Baltimore and Bmore, brother. Come on. Who else we got?
Yeah. Next up on the mic, y'all, we got Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening.
Very good,
good
evening.
Very good evening.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, Van, I think, knows this. My favorite female artist, singer of all time is Billie Holiday. And,
I know it now.
I thought you knew it already. I thought we had a conversation about female singers. Before. Well, anyway, it is. Now you know.
Absolutely. Now we all know. Not just me. Everybody. You just told the whole world.
Yes, amen. So,
well, J. Rob, will you invite
Miss
Amelia to the stage? To
Miss
the
Amelia. Miss Amelia, is your piece ready?
Yes.
Then please, by all means, step up to the microphone and get yourself a little of that Baltimore air in your lungs and allow them to enjoy you so that me and Van can step aside and you could please go ahead, spit your poetry, and get on down.
So this is called Billie Holiday, Lady Day. Born April 7th, 1915, Baltimore, Maryland. Died July 17th, 1959, New York City, New York. Aged 44. Also known as Eleonora Fagan, Eleanor Harris, Eleonora Harris, Eleanor Gough. Awards and honors, Grammy, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, 2000. I believe she could outsing any contemporary vocalist in today's world. Her smooth, sultry voice is beyond compare. How bold was she to record and perform Strange Fruit. A strong woman who coped with many traumas in her life. Much has been made out about her drug addiction, yet it was a fairly common practice at the time. She grew up on the hard streets, prostitution by 14. Drugs and horrific abuse assaulted her. A girl child all alone in the world. Yet, her phenomenal voice propelled her into stardom. Her truly unique style was all her own. Regardless of her early beginnings, she was a class act. Sophisticated, beautiful, and a voice of an angel. From my childhood, I've been a fan of hers. She was my she-hero and still is. Any female that was able to go through as much drama, trauma, abuse, violence, and addictions and still survive, overcome the odds, and make it to the top is most certainly a hero in my book. She is a queen above all queens because absolutely nobody went through as much as she at a time where women were of no value and black women were even less. She was a survivor before the term was even coined. She walked through the killing fields of the South with her head held high and sang about the horrors of people hung on trees. She sang about the Great Depression, starvation, death, homelessness. She brought the soundtrack of the devastation to the masses. A Baltimore-born artist, she will always be my most favorite female artist of all time. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Jay Rahab, wow. You first, good brother.
Another history lesson. You know what? As I'm thinking about it, we need someone to give us the history lesson of certain artists, Van. However it may happen to go, be it Cab Calloway, be it Count Basie, be it Dizzy Gillespie, be it Miles Davis, be it Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Yardbird, Dizzy, whatever it may happen to be. So I can appreciate a piece like this. Because there's a part of the listening audience that's not getting that history or know how beautiful this music may happen to be to someone like you and myself or the other people who think jazz sounds like circus music. So to understand Billie Holiday is to appreciate jazz in another light. And this little bit of history leads right into that. So thank you. Van Meadows, what say you?
Absolutely, bro. You know, thank you for highlighting one of my favorite facts about Billie Holiday. Her birthday is 5 days after mine, which makes her an Aries. But you are right. Her singing is phenomenal. My great-grandmother resembles Billie Holiday. And, you know, she often talked about, you know, Billie Holiday and others in her heyday because my great-grandmother liked to run with the stars. And history is important, and we appreciate you for bringing Billie Holiday into the limelight for others who may not have known her, may not have ever even heard of her, and more importantly, may not even know that she existed. So thank you for that. Thank you for your piece. Absolutely.
My pleasure, Kings.
All right.
Like-
of course. Now you got to get over on that dance floor, and the DJ said he got a microphone, since like Billie Holiday. He got one of her tracks queued up, so I hope you're prepared to sing. Now get on over there. Get on over there.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. We need that from time to time. History lesson. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get that history because some people are like, I don't know who that is. But if they ever heard Lady Sings the Blues, man, listen. Listen. You
know,
folks don't
Lady
get it, but that was some good music.
Ooh. My God. Yes,
so
yes.
That history part is cool. That's cool. May not have been the poetry that we were looking for, but the history that we needed. So that's okay. So if y'all are paying attention, welcome to Baltimore. Take
welcome
that ride.
To Baltimore.
This is Van Meadow's home, y'all, so I'm going to let him take the lead.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Van. Tell him.
This is my home. Hold on, Jay. I got to lick my fingers from this crab cake from G&M's. Baltimore staple, G&M's crab cakes. Nice jumbo lump.
Look at him.
If you haven't had
shameless plug. Shameless plug.
But next up on the mic is our VA go-go brother, the lyrical freestyle engine, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
All right.
Charismatic.
You know what, bro? I'm not even going to mention that you're a Cowboys fan. I'm not even going to mention it.
I congratulate you. Y'all won. I still believe in Dak, but I just think that, you know, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. You know what I mean? And that's a growing part.
You know what? You're one of the most humblest Cowboy fans I know, bro, because all my other Cowboys fans are just, well, we're just going to leave
it
like that.
It's like, I ain't going to lose my mind, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, bro, welcome to B-More, baby. Welcome to B-More, baby.
Yes, I've been to B-More.
Listen, you can't be digging no go-go if you're not in B-More. Or as other people who don't know, the DMV.
Yeah, I know about the horseshoe, right?
Come on now. Of course now. Come on now.
The horseshoe.
This is me
right
and Van you talking to,
station.
Brother. Of course it is.
That thing is big.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I've been to B-More. B-More, Baltimore is a beautiful city. And, of course.
You ain't ever lie.
What was that show that talked about Baltimore?
Oh, Rock. Man, you're talking about The Wire.
The Wire, yeah. Talk
The Wire,
Baltimore.
Rock.
Yeah.
Take him.
Rock. Oh,
Rock,
man, Rock was a,
Rock,
Rock was a good show based in Baltimore. Ooh,
oh, yes.
Show.
You know what? And you don't get shows like that. You don't get a whole lot of shows like Rock. Stuff like that, you know.
Let's bring it back. We're talking about jazz. We're talking about jazz.
It's all about
the jazz.
You know, my grandmother was a booking agent for Jazz Resistance.
Come on now.
And my grandfather played jazz. He played the piano. And my uncle played jazz.
Come
he
on now.
The,
Man, it's in his blood. Man, it's
he
in
played,
his blood.
He played the drums. My uncle played the drums till he was a kid. My grandmother met Duke Ellington when she was really young.
Excellent.
You know, yeah. So my grandmother, she met Count Betsy, all kinds of people, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely. So, Mr. Automatic, is it my turn or your turn, Van?
I got him, bro. It's my turn, bro. I got him.
Oh,
I got him.
Hey, you're the host. It's Baltimore. You're the host. Go ahead.
I got him.
Go ahead.
I got him.
It's your go. Curse. Go ahead.
Me and J-Rob going to get out the way, bro. You hear the art of noise, moments of love playing in the background. So, brother, we're going to get out the way. We're going to let you have the stage. Go ahead and get on down.
I want you to pump it up, pump that Art of Noise up. Yeah, about to get real hot. The name of this poem is called "I May Love to Jazz." I may love to jazz. She came at my hotel room, dripping all over the lyrical sound from her horn. She played that beautiful melody, had me like in a weak state of mind. Just keep playing, baby. Let me go ahead and take everything off. When I hear jazz, I want my jazz to be naked. I want my jazz to validate this moment. I want to hear everything about your day when it comes to the jazz mode. I want to taste all of your jazz. I want to stick my everything into you until you have your breath. Playing the trumpet. I need to hear your jazz. I need to hear to rescue my day. My words to say that everything will be okay. I may love to jazz. She came with her lips shining and wanted me to start grinding. She started reminding how beautiful she truly is. She blended me with her mind of a saxophone. See, I could not postpone this day, this night, to make everything so right. I told Jazz that dinner will be waiting for her, and she will be for sure that I will be that man that she needs. Tonight will be so bright. We'll be more than all right. The beautiful lady in my sight, I made love to Jack. She remembered. Her eyes were closed. I just the way that she flowed. She was singing. She was bringing the nice content. I made love to jazz. And she played her melody so deep. After all that jazz, we went to sleep. This automatic, charismatic, lyrical engine. Take it in, I'm all in, piping drugs.
Yo.
You tapped into that one.
Woo, baby. Go ahead, Jay.
I said you tapped into this one. I like that a whole lot, bro. I like what you did with that. You tapped in really well. And you gave that some life, so I'm really digging what you did with it.
Oh, thank you. That was my
Van Metals, what say you?
Yo, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, I'm going to tell you, bro, this has got to be by far one of the best pieces that I've heard from you. And the music definitely amplified the tone, the mood. And I like the way you was descriptive with the instruments of jazz in the piece. It made it very tasteful. Bruh, I like this, man.
Thank you very much, man. You know, I hope this is the one thing that, you know, when I want to meet King's Kid and the Beast King, I hope one day that I can meet you brothers. And I hope one day I can meet my big brother, Larry Maddox. because, you know, that's one person I always wanted to be, because I always admire for real the poet from his humble beginnings.
That's what's right up, on. Bro. That's what's up, bro. Well, my go-go brother, we're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor. And, hey, man, just chill out over there. Have yourself a good time. Get your movement on. Amelia T. Davis is over there singing Billie Holiday.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to take that Heart Art of Noise to the hotel. Maybe take, you know, that'd be a good sound to take to the hotel for the weekend. Go to a jacuzzi or something like that. Take your lady to a jacuzzi.
Bro.
Play
Art
of Noise. It's going to be some noise after you hear all the noise.
I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with you.
You got to create some noise.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor is our go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love and one mic, bro.
Bro. Man, man, oh man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up. I can appreciate him.
Next up.
Talk to me,
Van. Man, oh man, listen. Listen here, man. Listen here. You know, when it comes to this poetry thing, there are guys that I admire and look up to and their pen. One of those brothers is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. The other brother is next on the mic right here. And he is none other than the Kingpin, Anthony Arnold.
Whoa.
What's up, gentlemen?
Happy New Year, King.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year to you.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you.
Welcome to Baltimore, Van Meadows' hometown. It is good to hear you, bro.
Believe it or not, I have run through Baltimore a couple of times. Courtesy of the United States government. Back when I was...
Amen.
Doing my thing.
That's what I'm
right
talking
on.
About.
Right on.
Amen.
Enjoyed the town. Had a blast in the little bit of time that I was there because I was headed across the big pond.
Understood.
Yes, sir. Man.
Visiting Your Majesty.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
But I'm sure B-More was not the same when you left. I'm sure it's missing you, brother. I'm sure it's missing you.
he left a couple of tables turned upside down, a couple of chairs to the side. Oh, yeah.
Man, y'all know me better than that.
Jay, he was the diplomatic one. He was the one that was breaking up the fight. He was the diplomatic.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's the brother who turned the weeping willows into palm trees. Okay, cool. He broke up that insurrection from another direction in route to the pond, shall we say?
Yeah.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
Nice! Yes, sir. Van Meadows, take it away.
You up, brother. You up, good brother.
I get to introduce Anthony Arnold. Brother Arnold, by any chance,
yes,
brother...
Sir.
In the light of smooth poetry, is yours locked and loaded with all this jazz surrounding us?
Oh, most definitely. And the I love the song.
Excellent.
And I think the piece that I chose will go with that perfectly. Mm. If I could get you just to raise it up just a hair.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me rush. Van, you take care of the music. Brother Arnold, Van and I are going to step to the side, let you get to the mic, and we would like for you to go ahead and get on down, brother.
Thank you, gentlemen. This piece is called On the Mic. Sitting at a table, drinking my hand, a cigar by my side, waiting for my turn. On the mic. A smooth horn wails in the background, while a sultry voice sister raps a word around the mic. Snaps and claps erupt as she walks away from the stage. I raise my glass as she floats back to her seat. She nods her head as they call my name. On the mic. Let me touch your mind the way I love your body. Let me spread your cerebral cortex the way I spread your lips. They say make love to the mind, the body will follow. Let me caress your thoughts the way I caress all of you. The sound of the horn wails as I recite. All the time as I stare into her eyes, I speak only to her. On the mic. Snaps and claps flow. I make my way back to my seat. She makes her way over. Let the two of us come together. On the mic. That's that piece.
Wow. Listen. Man, you go first. You go first. Wow.
Listen. Kingpin. This piece is amazing, brother. And you are so right. It went so well with this music. Your cadence, your tone, your content. Man, this was on point. Yo, you already know that I'm a huge fan of your pen. And you are rightfully titled the Kingpin for a reason. And this piece demonstrates your craftsmanship. And brother, I salute you.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Tell you, Rob, the wise son.
Listen, bro. I don't know how you picked that particular piece at this particular time to go with this music, but brother Kingpin, yes, you did. And you did the damn thing with this one. And I have got to tell you, I am utterly, I'm a fan. So I'm like, wow. And your cadence was absolutely perfect with this in every sense of the word, and just was just a perfect blend of poetry, music, cadence, just a complete triple threat. Brother, salute to you. Absolutely. Salute to you.
Mm. Appreciate it, y'all. I heard the song, and I was going through a couple of pieces. This piece I wrote when we were doing this stuff on the Harlem Renaissance. Last summer, And I was going through it, and as I was listening to the music, I said, okay, I can do this. So I had a couple other pieces in mind, too, but I thought this one fit it better.
I'm glad you chose this.
Yes, sir.
Very glad.
Me too.
Very glad.
Me too.
Mm.
My good brother, we appreciate you for stopping by the Be More Jazz spot at the Get Down tonight. And we're going to send you on over to the dance floor. Because the DJ said he got to holler at you, man, because he's pretty sure y'all can work something out with some other pieces that you got. Because I told him that you're a dynamite poet, so, you know, stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, and get to that dance floor.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Anthony Arnold. You are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to indulge in this Be More Jazz, please press 1. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined by that cool cat, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. My brother, how you feeling, bro?
Yes, sir. I'm digging the vibe in Baltimore, man. I'm straight digging the vibe. And in honor of what we're doing tonight, man, I went into the event page and I pulled out something y'all haven't heard in a minute. Althea Renee and Jeanette Harris on the saxophone. Pulled out some Jeanette Harris on some, she's playing saxophone. Her and Althea, they doing a whole thing called We Are One. You got to listen. Folks, stop it to the event page. Hit me a van up. Tell us that you want to hear what we're playing in the event page. Y'all got to get up on this. This isn't what y'all used to hearing. This is some good music. We're in Baltimore playing some jazz. Van Meadows and J-Rob, the wise son. On the Get Down. What say you, Van?
Man, I say I'm ready to keep the party going, bro. I'm ready. Oh, man, I'm just ready to just keep hearing some of this good, smooth poetry over this art of noise, moments in love. Oh, man. Next up, we have visiting the Be More Jazz spot of the Get Down all the way from Los Angeles, y'all. It is our good brother, Sincere, on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
Yo, gentlemen, blessings for the, 2022. I love the ragtime that I'm hearing. Shout out to everybody before
Come
me.
On,
What's
man.
Going on, my go-go brother?
What's happening, bro?
Brother.
What's happening?
You know I had to leave the Bronx. I had to walk through Harlem, stop by Philly for a quick trip on a cheesesteak run, and ended up in Baltimore to be next to Van Meadows. And the best part of the evening right now so far, all these dope poets, and then here you come. What's happening, Coach?
Man,
how you doing, bro?
I'm wonderful. Man, I'm excellent. I'm excellent.
Nice.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Coach be sending me the spot where he be at, bruh, in L.A.? I be like, Coach, you know I'm not in L.A., but, brother, as soon as I get there, I'm coming.
Man, hey, I'm telling you, the salsa, so you can see what I do. I got you. You ain't got to worry about
man.
The drink. You ain't got to worry about the food. I got both of y'all. Y'all come through. I got the food. I got you covered.
Dig it. I need to stop by that cigar spot that you showed me.
Hey,
I need to stop by that cigar spot.
It's some cats from, I just met a brother from Queens. He got his Queens tattooed on his arm. So it's a lot of brothers from the East Coast in the shop that I just ran into. So most definitely.
Nice.
I'm headed through. Just give me some time. I'm headed
you may
through.
Take your time.
My man.
Hey,
my
listen,
man.
Listen.
Yes,
go ahead, Ben.
Yes, yes.
J-Rob. Man,
sir.
You
yes,
ushered
sir.
Coach to the mic.
Coach.
Yes.
¿Qué pasó, mi amigo?
Nada. I'm ready to spit. Good to be heard.
Your piece is locked and loaded. Welcome to Baltimore. Welcome to the Get Down. Me and Van going to clear the stage. Put that microphone in front of everyone. Nah, you're chill. This is my man coming up. And, Coach, come on now. Show me what you got.
Fantown.
Go ahead and get on down.
Fantown. Fantown was once known as Baltimore Harlem. Shout out to Edible Blake. You see the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Let's talk about Blanche Calloway, one of the first female jazz band leaders. Let's talk about The Block. Was the first black place jazz appeared in the ragtime Baltimore. Let's talk about Club Tijuana. Used to be the Baltimore hottest jazz club. Let's talk about Charlie Parker. That used to play with the Royal Man of Rhythm. Shout out to Baltimore. Once produced the jazz saxophonist. This ragtime. We're talking about, we keep forgetting about Edible Blake. Man, let me tell you about this ragtime. Ragtime history of Charles Theater, but it once was housed in famous ballroom in the group that will pack the weekly jazz, the Charm City, the Perfect Jazz, man, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, John Coltrane, just to name a few that Baltimore used to have at least 48 times a year. John Fuller was left bank, Jazz Society. You got memories from a lot of musicians. We did this over 40 years. Man, I got so much dating back to the 60s. What more can I say? But before I get off this piece, I'm going to talk about that jazz band, the Rivers Chambers. The Risley organized the band in 1917. The Maryland Theater, 1920. Shout out to the ragtime of Baltimore jazz from the 40s to the 60s. Man, there's so much I could say, so much rhythm and blues that came through the Eastern Seaboard. Baltimore was the place of many that came through. I'm going to mention a few. Clifford Brown, Albert Tootie Heath, Bobby Timmons, Joe Jones, Jimmy Smith, Jimmy Garrison, Reggie Workman, Kenny Barron, just a few of the ragtime that blazed the trail for the many on the Eastern Seaboard. We're talking about Baltimore. One love to everybody who came before and after. Ragtime, that's that piece, Baltimore Jazz.
They not ready. They not ready. They not ready. They not ready.
Amen.
They wasn't ready.
Man. My man.
Tell him, man.
Shouting out Sandtown. Baltimore's heart. You know, there's a club track. It talks about Fantown, Dinky Town, and it goes through all of the cities, all of the hoods in Baltimore. And Sandtown is one of the first on the list. It was once known as Baltimore's Harlem back in the day.
That's right.
Come on now.
I might have to cut out and go over there and get me a chicken box. For those of you that don't know what a chicken box is,
stop playing.
They're not ready for the chicken box, man.
Hold on,
don't forget the season prize.
Don't listen now. There's a staple when you get a chicken box. You got to have a jumbo half and half. Ooh, y'all ain't ready.
The jumbo half and half, baby.
Y'all ain't
yes, sir.
Ready.
With a slice of lemon. Yes, sir.
The restaurants call it an Arnold Palmer. But before it was an Arnold Palmer, ladies and gentlemen, it was a Baltimore jumbo half and half. Let it be known.
Coach came in here and gave you all the damn history. On top.
Another history lesson in a piece. Man, go ahead, J-Rob. Go ahead, J-Rob, because I'm
completely nostalgic. And you know we talked about that Chitlin Circuit a couple of shows ago, but, bruh, when you hear what this brother just brought to the table, it tells everybody who don't know, I better do a little bit of research. But don't do the research with the book. Do the research with the music.
do the research with the music so y'all can appreciate what this brother just brought to y'all. And when you can appreciate that, it's going to make it so much more beautiful that you can sit back and go, wow, this is what he was talking about. And maybe
while
you're listening, tell him to sip on some half and half while he's listening to that good Baltimore music.
Sip on some half and half. And if you listen, y'all. Baltimore is so inventive and so creative. We're talking about a half and half. There's what's called a triple half and half, where they take the iced tea, the lemonade, and they add in the fruit punch. Y'all ain't ready.
I appreciate it, my brothers. I'm glad I represented Baltimore for you, Van.
Appreciate you, good brother. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic, my brother. Stick around, enjoy the rest
of the
show.
One love, one mic. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our West Coast go-go brother, Sincere. Bro, do you see what's going on tonight, man?
Listen, man. I'm just happy that they decide to come this way and have some fun with us, of all people.
Bro, listen.
You ready for the next caller?
I'm ready, and I hope you're ready. Because I read a piece this brother wrote today that me and him got to talk about. I don't know if he's bringing that piece tonight, but ladies and gentlemen, this is our good brother C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double, what's good, bro?
I know you heard me call you out last night, Poetic, on the fact on the Love Zone, you asked what is the color of love. Tonight is Thursday night. So it's one of those nights. One of those nights you feel like getting doomed. Now, he didn't say down. He said doomed. Understand me? J-Rod the wise son, how are you doing?
Tonight's a great night, good brother. Tonight is a great night. So what makes it even better, I can't wait to hear what you got to say, but I'm going to let Van do that introduction. I'm the cat that's sitting in the cut because you know how I feel about your music, so... I'm a keep quiet, and I'm rubbing my hands together.
You rubbing your hands together like Stevie J on Love and Hip Hop? Please don't do that.
No. I'm rubbing my hands together. I'm rubbing my hands together like Simon Bar Sinister and Underdog.
I'm like, dang, I couldn't deal with that.
But listen,
and that boy has the nerve to say that he's from Rochester. I'll be dang if you do. I'm gonna get off the ledge now. Okay. So, Poetic, you peeped out something.
Yeah, man. I mean, really though, did you have to let everybody know what Baltimore was known for way back in the day, bro?
Hey, it was way back in the day. Sorry, I'm going. Forget about game. Like Ludacris said, I'm going to spit the truth.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. It was a dope piece, though, man. Dope piece.
Hey,
now,
it's true.
Yeah. Welcome to the Be More Jazz Get Down Club. Tonight, man, are you ready to give the audience what they need? You ready to give them their fix, man? Because, you know, in Baltimore, we also got some other things that we're known for, but we're just going to leave it at that. Are you ready to get down, my brother?
I'm ready to get down. I'm locked and loaded.
Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is a true story. It's called Passing Through Baltimore. I remember in my senior year of high school in South Carolina, I was trying to find my way, seeking a compass for my destination to achieve my higher education. A recruiter from Howard University tried to change me from heading to Statesboro, Georgia, Las Vegas, or San Diego. Because as a native New Yorker, these boondocks, this brother wasn't staying. If my choice was based on how fine this light-skinned, freckle-faced young lady was, I would have matriculated to D.C., but that would have been comical. She was trying to open my vision to the black college experience, saying I fit in immediately, even though I was a misfit, that Tisha Campbell, Gina from Martin Clone looked delicious. I did have an option that was important in my chase. Down in Baltimore is Morgan State, but I was so afraid. At that time, that city was famous for being the capital of syphilis. So if I wanted the syphilis as hymen, would I have to go to the free clinic and get shot in my behind, man? I'm sorry, my mind was wired like that. Because if you come at this king, you best not miss. Like Raymond Carr and Lydell Mitchell catching from Burt Jones for the coats before they bolted under the cloak of darkness, ordered by ruthless and heartless partners. And the only time I knew about Poe was watching Teletubbies with my daughter while having no money in my pockets. Now, as a Steelers fan, I'm supposed to quote the Raven nevermore. But I have respect for those former Cleveland Browns as they walked out that door with Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Siragusa, and Shannon Sharp. And down the street, Cal Ripken setting the Iron Man mark had to marvel at that as I drip Carmelo on my ice cream while I'm listening to Anthony Hamilton singing Charlene. Then stop at the store and getting two packs of grape now and later, knowing that I will by my pinky be jaded by police entanglements showing matters painted in gray. Shameful, I could still see the race-baited statements while our people in uniform also played roles. While Jamal the preacher was cheating on his lady, making illegitimate babies across the Potomac River. Will he ever be finished? Will he ever stop empowering his dick in his pants? Because all the women say, ow, giving him a big head, saying, preach, black man. Be seated, please. Well, I got my ticket for the Greyhound to go back home. Sorry, I can't stay around. Nice knowing a little bit about you, Baltimore, but sorry, Charlie. Little Kim called you a jump-off, and Farrah thinks you're a big problem. With those implanted cakes, you ended up getting crabs. You need a hygienic sponge to bob delicately in between your square pants, because on the real, you were fake being famous. So I hope you can live with that, because that's so Raven. Now tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. I'll never make a promise I can't keep. See, somebody's sleeping in my bed, and you know who it is. C-34 Music, and that's the way it is. In peace.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me wipe my hands and put this ticket box down for a minute.
Get you some napkins and some sandy wipes.
Nah, bro. Mm-mm. You got to lick them fingers when you from B-More. You got the hot sauce and ketchup all over you. Nah, man, you got to lick them fingers, man. You got to lick them fingers. But my brother, this is the piece that I was talking about earlier. And like I said, it is a dope piece, man. And quite honestly, man, you talk about a lot of things in that piece, man. There is musical references in that piece that I appreciate. But my man said, see you later. I got to go. Hey, man, Baltimore.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to Morgan State. I really wanted to go to Morgan State. But like I said, during that time, I'm
yeah.
like, look, I
yeah.
was horny and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, no.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Listen.
That's what I'm talking about. J-Rod.
My brother Mike hit me up back channel and said, dude, bob into your square pants, that line is so dope.
Yeah.
Listen, well, listen.
Did you catch the Charlie Baltimore? Catch a Charlie Baltimore.
Of course.
Catch a Carmelo Anthony. Catch all that.
Of course. You already know. Yes, sir.
Listen, this was really, for me, a really, 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 really good piece.
I enjoyed Indeed. All the, I dig a piece that brings all these kind of references. And
Absolutely.
Again, to the listening audience, a select group of people are going to know, and there's another select group of people that won't know. But as long as we know, salute to you, King.
I dug this piece a lot.
Absolutely.
Dedicated to the both of you.
Appreciate you, good brother.
Much appreciated.
Me and my Baltimore family loves it, man. They giving you a standing ovation right now. They said, you got him? You got him? The DJ said, come on back to the DJ booth. He ordered a special chicken box for you. It's hot and fresh. So go ahead and handle your business.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
One love, one mic, bro.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you. Peace.
One love, one mic, baby. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. Hey, man, I don't know about you, man, but I am so digging this B-More vibe tonight, man. I cannot lie.
Listen. Van, these shows have taken their time to get up and running, but this B-More show, this is some special energy, and I'm glad we're here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Making Baltimore proud.
But you know what's great, though, Jay? We done been to New York, whole different energy. We done been to Philly, whole different energy. We in Baltimore, a whole different energy. I can't wait to see what next week is going to bring.
Ooh, in New Orleans?
Oh, my goodness.
New Orleans?
Ooh, in New Orleans, baby.
Like Jeanette Harris.
I've been to New Orleans. I've been there. And when
I've been to that French Quarter.
Listen. I'm going to tell you right now. If you ain't never been to New Orleans, you have got to go. Put it in your plan to go. But don't plan to get no sleep while you there. Because it ain't going to happen.
Please don't. It ain't going to happen.
Be prepared to be drunk as you know. Because you can drink walking in the streets.
You got to get one of them drinks called a hurricane while you're in the French Quarter.
You can walk in the mall, go right. Listen. This is how bad it is. You walk into the mall. You immediately walk into a daiquiri station. So you could be drunk while you shop. All right, man. Listen, let's keep this party going. Ladies and gentlemen, next up to the mic, J-Rob, we have Kelly Connor.
Oh,
welcome, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Hey Poetic. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Tonight is a great night.
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good.
Good.
I'm loving the show.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Quite honestly, I've only been to Baltimore a couple times. That was during my college days. Been to the harbor a couple times, and you know, it was a great time there. So I've loved it.
Hey, if you've been to the harbor, you've been to Baltimore.
Yep.
You all right.
No,
it don't matter where you went.
No.
You all right.
No. Don't lie to her, Jay. Don't lie to her.
But you got
to
let me. Okay.
Because she's been to the touristy section of Baltimore.
Right.
Touristy section. Once you say you've been to Lexington Market, Fells Point, Federal Hill, Fort McHenry,
I was going
the Raven Stadium, the Oriole Stadium,
even the Blacks and Wax Museum. I'm going there.
Victoria's favorite spot, Silver Moon, to get you one of the best taste of cheesesteaks you ever put in your mouth.
All right, I'm taking note.
Man, you ain't got to take notes. All you need is a good tour guide, baby. Hit me up. I got you.
All right, I hear you.
Now, are you ready? Are you ready? To let the Be More crowd be enthused by you?
Yes, I am. I chose to focus on the instruments of jazz.
The mic is yours. Go ahead. Get on down.
Okay. The title of my piece is Instrumental. Play me. Trust me when I say you'll want to claim me. Display me as your work of art. Hands pressing my keys, vibrating through my body as you touch every part of me. You are my music. I dance to your beat slowly and so sensually. Use me as your instrument. Learn me. Find my pitch. I am your jazz session. Show me what you know. Teach me a lesson. I'm singing your blues as you tickle the ivory inside of me. Use your voice as you tap my cymbals. Octaves of orgasms as I feel for your brass bravely standing for me. Hold me against your body, fingers strumming my femininity. Tug on the strings of my passion as I continue to slowly lower my rope. Grab onto me as I pull you in. You are my wood. I am your wind. Now, let the music begin. And that's that piece.
Look at
check,
you.
Please. Check, please. Check, please. Check, check. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Look at you. I'm just
so
saying,
sexy.
Look at you.
So sexy. So sexy. Like,
I dig this. Go ahead, Van.
If you could see, one thing Baltimore men are known for is not being afraid to shoot their shot. So if you could see all the brothers licking their lips, fixing their eyebrows, when you leave the stage, you just be careful, honey. You just be careful. Because they like that piece, and they trying to figure out which instrument they can be. So just be careful.
Mm-hmm.
My God. J-Rob the Wise Son.
I just want to be her manager. And be like, listen, this ain't the kind of instrument y'all trying to play. This is just to be looking at. Y'all can play them other instruments, but y'all can always listen to this instrument play.
Right.
I really enjoyed this piece, and I dig your creativity to go along with it. So that says a whole lot. And this is what I'm talking about when it comes to spoken word poetry: the creativity, how somebody will take time to stretch their pen and let other poets see what that means. And this is exactly what it means. Love it.
Thank you. I appreciate you both.
No, we appreciate you. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us. Now get on over there and then get down Baltimore Jazz, get down dance floor, and stick around.
All right.
One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, and thank you for stopping through.
Absolutely. Oh, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kelly Connor with that sensual jazz instrumental piece. My God.
Oof.
So hot in here. All right. Next up, Jay, are you ready for the next artist?
Oh, yes, I am. Who do we have?
Man, we got none other than Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Nights. Ladies and gentlemen, affectionately known around here as Iron Man, we've got Mojave.
I wasn't ready. I was not ready. Wait, gentlemen, is there anyone behind me?
No, you it, bro. You closing us down tonight, baby.
Yo, listen, I'm just saying, like, I need 5 minutes. I need a solid 5 minutes. Dead serious. Talk amongst yourselves. Do something crazy. And I have 5 minutes.
You talk amongst yourselves. Make some fried chicken. Go to the Orioles game. Go to the Wizards game.
For real. I need like 5 minutes. For real. Like, not
right, I got some stuff I could do in 5 minutes. Just chill, bro. Just chill.
I support.
Wait, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying. Definitely mute me. Come back to me. Give me like, I need 5 minutes.
All right. While we're waiting on Mojave, ladies and gentlemen, you see he gets special treatment around here. Next, we're going to go through the Epiphany Rundown for the rest of the week and next week. Join us tomorrow night with Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP. Saturday night, as you heard from La Pearl, a Negra, it's going to be Poetic Therapy with her and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Bam Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic and Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson. Monday night's going to be Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Then Tuesday night, we're going to have War Council with Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Get Down, where we will be in New Orleans, y'all. New Orleans. Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Listen, this kind of trip that we're on recently, this is a good way to start the year, and it's going to lead into a lot of other beautiful poetry over the next couple of months. My thing is, and especially in this thing that we got, this whole new COVID variant and whatnot, what a great way to spend a Thursday night, Friday eve, with some good music, some good brothers, some phenomenal poets from across the country. Van Meadows, John Robinson, Poetic, Wise Son, and The Get Down. Can you think
yes,
of
sir.
Anything better, brother?
I can't think of anything better, brother. But I do got another caller that raised their hands, and I kind of...
Come on now.
I think we kind of have an affinity for this one. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the host of Do What You Like, none other than Mr. Metaphoria. What's good with you, bro?
I just want to say this. I see Mojave asked for 5 good minutes and was granted that, so I called in, I raised my hand to ask Kelly Connor, could she give me 5 minutes? I could be granted those 5. I would bring a few instruments for her to play, one in particular. You know, I'll make some notes come out of her instruments too. You know, I'm saying, shit. What y'all up to with y'all country asses?
All we doing is poetry and poetry, brother.
Oh, My bad, I forgot I came in here having fun. I ain't allowed to have fun here still. My bad, let me calm down. Hello, John.
What are you talking about?
I'm just fucking with you, man. Don't. Just I'm just fucking with you. Ride away, nigga. Ride away.
Your gut when I see you, Dave. I'm punching your gut when I see you, Dave. I'm punching your gut.
Yeah,
I know I'm going to get hit, but I'm going to get on the ladder.
You know,
I'm punching your gut.
I like how you said it when I said, what y'all do with y'all country at? Poetry and poetry. None of that funny shit. We don't have fun here to Get Down. Not with you, motherfucker. Have fun with everybody else. We're not fucking
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, because
yeah,
we talking about people. I'm not messing with you.
That's right.
You're not going to lure me in. I know what you be up to. I'm not messing with you, Mr. Metaphor.
Let me give a shout out to Automatic Charismatic. I heard you had a dope-ass piece tonight, so shout out to you and whoever wrote that motherfucker for you. Glad to see you was woke on the show. Last few times I've heard them call your name on the show, you were asleep. Once again, Kelly Connor, 5 good minutes. Just let me play your instrument. You play mine. We'll cover. We can make some jazz. I don't even like that shit, but I make some jazz with you, baby. Yeah. Like Van said, the best goddamn half and half is in Baltimore, Maryland.
Bruh,
the best cheesesteak.
Let them know.
In Baltimore, Maryland.
Let them know.
I don't know about that Philly shit. You got to go to Baltimore. Go West Baltimore. You want the best cheesesteak you ever had.
Mm-hmm. Listen. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, they just don't know. I ain't bring no peace. I'm just sitting there. Right. I just think I press one to fuck with y'all to burn some time while
Mojave
got
the
origin
unofficial...
of jazz.
Van, don't let him lie to you. This cat, ladies and gentlemen, is the unofficial third party to the Get Down. This is Mr. Metaphoria, a.k.a. David Mott, a.k.a. he's 6'13" and will punch in your gut. It's all good. And don't let him tell y'all he ain't a poet. If y'all ever go to this man's page, you are going to see some incredible poetry. Not good, incredible. This cat is that dope. So.
I ain't shit, John. I'm just
telling the truth.
Y'all. Some of y'all like shine on me. But
I'm just saying.
Best, bro. You're the best, bro.
Y'all just get ready. If Hobbs taking 5 more minutes, Hobbs finna give you the origin of the saxophone, the trumpet, every fucking instrument used in jazz. He's going to give you the origin of jazz and who came up with the name and who his cousins was, that for the nigga that came up with the name and shit. And as he goes through all that, then he's going to give y'all the piece. So y'all get ready. Pack your lunch, nigga. Pack your lunch.
Packed.
I'm going to... Right. Yeah, we got to get Hollow a new nickname. This guy's used something long-winded or a bunch of words or something. You know, something like that. Right now, he's over there saying, fuck you, Jake.
Jake, he said a bunch of words.
No. I missed a bunch of words.
I'm not saying nothing, man, because, you know, this is what he does. He throw the bait out there. He throw the bait out there, and you know I'm going to go for it, and he throw the bait out there, and then he just starts getting at me. And he starts getting at me, and he starts punching me in the gut again.
I'm just saying. You know when
and I don't want to laugh.
You know when y'all heard how I said, give me 5 more minutes, both of y'all on the inside like, fuck, he doing a long one tonight. Yes.
In the words of Anthony Arnold, I will not confirm nor deny what it is that you just said, sir.
And before Hal gets finished, just Jay going to raise his hand because he always liked to be the last person on the show and shit. He's going to be like, oh, man, I ain't even know the show was about over. You've been laying in wait to hit number one and press that one. I know. But I do want to welcome everybody to come Monday night to do what you like. I know J-Rob ain't coming because he don't come to my show because we talk shit and have fun. He ain't never been to one of the motherfuckers. He always call hang up and he be like, I can't take the ignorance. He a bougie nigga. But Monday, do what you like. Get some shit off your chest. Come have some laughs. You know, talk some shit, all that. We'll be there.
Indeed.
I was going to do what you like, Dave. You banged on me, remember?
Oh, well,
you and Van was the
host.
You and Van was the host, and y'all banged on me, remember?
We bang on everybody, hell. You ain't a pimp.
You said
everybody
I don't come on the
show. I mean, I like them pilgrims. I don't remember
came
that one
show.
Time. We banged on you that one time, and you ain't called back then.
Actually, I came on twice,
y'all
Dave.
Y'all mute me every motherfucking week. Oh, you
actually, no one mute you. We just...
We had do what you like. For a year and a half with me and for real. Now we're starting it back with Van. You talking about came on twice. Well, ain't that a bitch?
Well, you only come on once a week, Dave. You only had two shows.
Yeah. Out of 52 weeks, you came twice. Thank you, John. You know.
Well,
do what you like.
Try coming on more times.
It's okay.
Try having more shows than just 3, and life will be good again.
Oh, man.
So, Van, how you doing? Fuck your co-host.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man.
Yeah, man. How you doing? Fuck Metaphoria.
Hey, man. You know what though? I'm not going to lie, man. If I didn't have to work Saturday for 4 hours, I believe I would have drove to Baltimore Friday night. After the show, after hearing the show, I believe I would have drove to Baltimore. Cause
and I'd have met you there.
Chicken box. I ain't had a chicken box in a minute. I ain't had a cheesesteak from Baltimore in a minute. I ain't had a good half and half in a minute because this half and halves in Carolina suck. I mean, they suck. Oh, man. And Lexington Market.
You okay now?
I remember in deals, there was a ritual. You had to get a half and half and a slice while you waited for your cheesesteak.
Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah.
You just had to do it.
Yep. Because by the time they was finished with your cheesesteak, you didn't finish the half half. Like, yeah, let me get a refill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need a refill. Yep.
Because the half and half be so good, man. You get, bruh, It is not a game.
You finished half of the half and half with the first drink.
That don't count, Dave, because you're 6'13".
You ain't never lie.
You always going to find it.
J-Rob, he is not lying, bro.
I'm telling you.
He is not lying. Because once you take that sip, you do not want to stop. You, oh, God.
Look, you close your eyes and every motherfucking thing. You're like,
Yes, sir.
And you just keep drinking.
You forget that you're a whole diabetic out here. You forget.
You don't forget. You just don't give a fuck at that point. That's the difference, mate. You're just like, fuck it.
Wait,
that's what
wait.
For. I'm going to drink this motherfucker.
I have a question, Dave. I have a question. By any chance, do you have anything in your creative writing arsenal that we could utilize?
See, that's why I knew you don't listen to me. I said when I first came on, he ain't bring no piece. I just called the fuck with y'all while I got ready.
I didn't ask if you brought a piece. I've listened to you for a number of years, and I know you got a talent. So do you have anything in your arsenal? Not did you bring anything. Do you have anything in your arsenal? Because I know you're dope, but there's some people who's listening tonight who've never heard you before. I would love for them to hear what I already know.
Tell them go to YouTube, Metaphoria, Miss Metaphoria on
so
YouTube.
That means no. That means no.
That's what you said. That means no.
Okay. Not a problem.
If y'all listening, if you really want to hear me, catch me the first show in February. I'm coming in strong for the first week of Black History Month. I'm only half black, so I'm going to come to 2 shows that month. I'm going to spit real hard at them, too, because I don't want to overstep my boundaries, you know, just take half the month.
Always a light-skinned dude. It's always a light-skinned dude that be starting this.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. But, yeah, I definitely got something in the works for Black History Month coming up and shit. Some of you probably going to like it, some of you won't. I don't give a shit, but I call it like it is in the middle, and I ain't making no excuses for the dumbass shit we still doing. So, I'm going to address all that shit. So just be ready. I know there'll be a bunch of people out there that are, when they'll say on the show, they'll be, oh, Metaphor, that was great. But then behind their back, they'll be saying, that fell out, motherfucker, but fuck them. Truth is truth. One thing we got to start doing, we got to start hearing the truth about our own goddamn people.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're 6'13". Ain't no one arguing with you. Once somebody sees you put your elbow on the hood of a truck, they not arguing with you, Dave.
Yeah, that's over.
I've seen the pictures. They're like, wait a minute. Is that his elbow on the hood of a truck?
On the hood?
Whatever.
You mean the roof of a truck.
Excuse me, the roof.
I got you.
But wasn't nobody in the truck, though?
Who cares? You was on your 2 feet, standing straight up. And you kept standing up.
I could have got some motherfuckers put that right there. They'd be like, oh, yeah, well, you right. But like, motherfucker, what did I need? Yeah, I got somebody with some shit like that the other day. So I've been fucking with people with just reasons for shit that don't have nothing to do with shit. But, yeah, man, it's, hey, you know, people fuck with me all the time. I still owe your ass a punch to the motherfucking kidney, so just know it's coming. As soon as you hit Oklahoma, I'm going to go live, y'all, or at least record it and shit. Once I hit him in the kidneys, I'm videotape me picking his little ass back up. Be like, see what you get for talking shit? Welcome to Oklahoma, motherfucker.
But listen.
It's gonna be a long night. I know.
Hogan got ready, cause I just like I said, I'm just filling time fucking with y'all.
Yeah, I'm sure he's ready.
You know, Hob Room, Hobby Emmy, and all them other aliases he got because he evading the tax people and shit, giving them time to get ready. He's evading taxes and child support. When you got that many names, you are hiding from some motherfuckers that wear suits and ties. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, y'all have
gentlemen.
Fun. Oh, y'all journey for the Baltimore Jazz and shit, because you know
absolutely.
They shoot a lot up in that motherfucker.
They shoot a whole hell of a lot.
And I see y'all.
Not just a little bit.
Oh yeah, they shoot a hell of a lot, day and night. They don't give a fuck.
Day and night, they don't care. They do not care. But Thank
but
you,
y'all be brother. Easy, man. I'm going to follow back. I'm going to listen to how I didn't hang up. So,
hey,
yeah.
One thing I'm going to let you know, Mr. Metaphor, if I do go home to Baltimore, man, I'm going to get two of everything. I'm going to get two of everything because I got to make sure you get some. I'm just going to eat it for you.
Hey, listen, I challenge you. If you could go to Bills or Silver Moon or any of them really and get two whole cheese steaks, extra cheese, no hot, and you eat them motherfuckers, the last time I was there, it was two holes would actually be four subs. If you eat all that in one sitting, you're a bad motherfucker.
Let me tell you something. I used to live in Walbrook Junction. Those of you that are not from Baltimore and not familiar with Walbrook Junction, in the hood,
mm-hmm.
on the corner of Walbrook Junction, right, there's a sub shop. That's right, sub shop. And in this sub shop, when you walk in, the whole glass cabinet is full of chicken wings and Western fries, just waiting for you to get some. But what I do, I didn't want that. Because I used to live down the street. I would go right in there. I would order me a shrimp cheese steak, extra mayo, extra cheese, lettuce, salt and pepper, get my Western fries, get me a jumbo half and half, and I'd take it home and eat it before my son mother got home.
She come home, do I smell cheese steak? Oh, you sure?
She's like, what's that?
You
no, baby, you might be smelling my arms. I might need to take a shower after working, but nah, you ain't smelling nothing.
Yeah, and then they have it wrapped up in that foil just right to keep it hot.
Mm, yes. So
when you get back home, it's just like it came off. Oh, man.
Listen, you ain't have a good cheese steak until the mayonnaise and the cheese is oozing outside the foil and it's just running and your hands getting all dirty. Oh, my God.
Man, listen, I'll say this and I get out the way. I know you're ready to move on, but you don't know how many fresh white cheese I ruined that I bought in Baltimore. I had to buy more in Baltimore just from eating fucking cheesesteak. But, you know, T-shirts are like $5 for the dude on the corner. You got like $5 or $20, so you ain't really give a shit.
Yeah.
That's the sloppy cheesesteak. And when you go in there, when you look at that cook's apron, if it wasn't, I'll say dirty. It wasn't dirty. It was grease and shit from cooking. But the dirtier he looked, the more flavor was in the cheese.
You know the crazy thing is, depending on where you got your cheese steak from, your bread might be a little soggy. But you just didn't care. You just didn't care. That was the
Yinger for. I actually prefer mine a little soggy because it had a good contrast. It was a little crunchy on the outside of it.
Yeah, man.
But a little soggy in the inside. Where's it sitting? Oh, man.
God. Dave, we sound like a couple fat kids. I'm going to go ahead and send you an over to the Get Down Dance Floor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One love, one mic, good brother. Dang.
One love, one mic. I'll holler at y'all.
Mr. Metaphoria.
My man.
Bro, that man made me want to drive to Baltimore, man. I am not going to lie to you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, next up, bringing back to the mic for the Baltimore audience, he is Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
A lot of goofiness that takes place. But right now, I'm actually pretty happy. I am the proud owner of a new leather couch. I'm overexcited because, you know, when you can get something for the low, and it's legal. Just got to be happy. Just happy. Comfortable.
Yeah.
Nice. Super dope. Awesome. You know, so I'm going to leave with that. Leave with that. So, gentlemen, ready.
J-Rob?
What's happening, Mojave?
Mm-hmm. So, what's happening, cousin?
How you doing, sir?
I'm feeling you know, bit sexy.
Y'all ready? Feeling a bit sexy. Well, brother, you put us on hold for a little while, so I'm chomping at the bit because I think there's a masterpiece coming. It sounds like a masterpiece, man.
Yeah, man, it sounds like a masterpiece. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then I'm getting out the way, man. I don't know about
Whoa. I'm gonna get out the way too, but I need to know. Did you bring your own music, or is Art of Noise okay?
I did. No, I brought my own music. I actually have two different pieces, but, you know, we're going to pick one. I'm trying to keep it in the theme, or I can do something that's very sweet and loving and kind.
Sure the crowd wants you to keep it in the theme with that Baltimore jazz. So we're going to step on back, since you brought your own music, and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Y'all ready? Tell me if this is too loud. All right. Let's go. Can you hear that?
We can. Just up just a little bit. Just a little.
Okay.
That's good.
I dream of you for my mental stimulation, and maybe we've met. If my smile can stretch past my soul into the blue midnight mind, forever playing Coltrane's Love Supreme. You seem familiar. The way your soul sunshine gaze brightens my unaware haze to the sound of this Baltimore jazz, it's deja vu. I feel the rush of 1,000 volcanoes erupting in my soul, creating islands of new territory, unwalked by human, loved by Gaia, given unto you as a paradise. I remember your affection against the seas of eternity before death and after birth, returning to the grace of new, parting the lips of infinity with a whisper. It is only our countenance that speaks. Eyes, soul speaking, revisiting new dawns, journeying towards life, living, love. I feel her more than she knows. I immediately want to possess her, gather her to be like a field of daisies, to send her to my circles as a lost treasure, found and cherished. I want her to badly understand that I'm a simple man with simple needs and simple plans. I want to walk the lay of her land, explore her. I must know territory unseen, no place, no place untasted, untouched, no place like home, no place like Rome. I find that she seems more like it every time. She will drip with anticipation while I simmer in lucidation. We will make love. We will become one. We enjoy the fruit of our labor until time be done. Maybe you feel familiar. Maybe it's this dream of you, this mental stimulation, harder than diamonds, strung out of your imagination, what it might be like. I find myself touching myself in all places, wondering. Wonder if this beautiful woman will take me to places where my skin grows hard, when the point directions dip into the soft wet places called you. We lay love with our minds, conversation, penetration, more than man roots and valley seeds, plants that grow, then allows your intelligence and wit, taking the place of the passion and lust. You are the one that I trust, and I give my stuff over to. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you. I hold you and owe my gaze. You amaze me since you are looking at me. Beautiful, built in so many different ways. This Baltimore jazz is the order of the day, and this is how we feel when we respond to you. I belong to you. I and yours. I am not a task or a chore. I am an assignment, your assignment. The reason. Learn all the portions of my soul. Touch them with your fingers, not blind, but like Braille. Each indentation will tell you who I belong to. To you. I remember you. Paul.
Yo. You know, for real, often talks about performing pieces, and we just lost Mojave. But I will speak
what?
On the. Yeah, he just dropped. All right, hold on. He's back. He's back. Hold on.
Sorry, that was goofy.
Okay.
I was trying to turn it down, and it hung up.
No problem. But what I was going to say in the process of saying was, is For Real always talks about performing your piece, being so in tune with it that you take on a whole different character, and it's a performance. And I see you in the jazz club with the band behind you, with the lights dim low, and you performing this piece. Because it's an amazing piece, and the performance of it, your dedication and your commitment to it. And brother, when you start talking about touching yourself, you got real amped. I was like, "Ooh!" I had to look around, make sure I wasn't touching myself. But bro, that's how the piece was. You made us feel it, and I loved it. Oh man, I loved it, J-Rob.
Because performance pieces often take you into a different zone. And when you perform certain performance pieces, you step outside of who you are to who I know you to be. And what's so beautiful about it is you turn into something different every time you do something like that. It's never the same energy or the same outside vibe that I'm accustomed to when you and I talk or what have you. So your poetry does something different, and I hope other people who listen to you get the same thing. But this type of poetry that you just did says something different, and I'm humbled that you came onto the show and gave us this jazz poetry the way me and Van was anticipating. We're waiting for you, and you didn't disappoint. So I want to say thank you for that, and keep this kind of energy up. This is that diversified energy that me and you tend to argue about when we talk in the van or when all three of us are arguing about diversifying our pen and stretching our pen. And you're no stranger to it, not a stranger at all. But I love it when you bring this kind of energy to the microphone and do what you do. Salute to you, King.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know, what's your cash app? I got to pay y'all, so I don't know. Holy
My cash is money tag. Don't even try it.
Hey, man. Listen, before we send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, hey, man, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that question, Mr. Van Meadows. We're actually doing Fly Speak next Tuesday, and we will be featuring the Texas Titan known as Michael Gwynn. It is going to be on and popping. Michael Gwynn is a long-time pillar of poetry for the state of Texas, and we are going to be very honored to have him on our show. It's going to be very nice and beautiful, and Fly Speak is going to be quite incredible. These next two Fly Speaks are going to be beyond the beyond. It's going to be pretty ridiculous, I promise you.
That's what I'm talking
looking
about,
forward
bro.
To that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, man. Get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Stick around. Enjoy the remainder of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Epiphany's Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave. One love, one mic, bro.
Peace.
One love, one Mike.
One love, one Mike, cuzzo.
Wow. Wow. J-Rod, this has been a phenomenal show. I mean, absolutely.
I concur.
Not. Y'all got me homesick as hell. You got no idea. Ooh, y'all got me homesick.
Good. Good. You should be homesick. Good. Good. That was the purpose of tonight's show, is to make sure that you was homesick. Because we
really
wanted to make sure we had a good show and make sure that you think about coming home, because, bro, you're missed. We need you further up here. I know you can't stay, but you got to come through.
Yeah, I can come through for a little while. I can come through and hang out. I'm putting a plan of action together, even as we speak, to be in Be More, so I can wrap arms around family, friends, and venture to some of these spots that we talked about tonight. Baltimore is like a hidden jewel, but it's not for the faint of heart. I promise you, you're going to see some things. You're going to see some things that disturb you, but you're going to see some things that please you as well. And you're going to have a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to have a good time doing it. Man. Last words, we're going to start with my good brother, J-Rob, the wise son.
Van Meadows, ladies and gentlemen, poets all around, just want to say thank you all for bringing us your gift, sharing with us your gift, coming with us, visiting us in Baltimore on this ride that we got going on, bringing this jazz to people who like it, love it, and some that are unfamiliar with it. To Van Meadows, I hope we made your homecoming music what you thought it might be, and the poets what it should be. I'm honored, as always, to be the co-pilot, and I hope that this is what it was that you envisioned when you and I had this conversation, brother. Just know that this one's yours. Last week's was for real. The first week was Harlem. That's mine. So I'm hoping that you love what we brought to you tonight, brother. You know I love you, respect you, you family, and I love you, and there's nothing you could do about it. So till next week, brother, salute to you, King.
Appreciate you, good brother. Salute to you, too, man. I love you as well, man. And, when we had this conversation about these next few shows, tonight was everything that I envisioned. Because all of these things that we're talking about, I identify with. It's home. And, man, looking at it from a jazz point of view, do y'all realize that's what we did? We looked at Baltimore from a jazz point of view. And look at what you guys did. You guys brought out some amazing ink to share with us. For that, I am humbled. J-Rob, I'm humbled and honored for you to be the co-host of this ship, brother. What a dynamic show, man. What a dynamic idea. To the Epiphany Radio family, callers, hosts alike, poets, we couldn't do this without you. And I will say it week in, night out, that there is no Epiphany Radio without you. For real head division, we're guiding the ship, but it is you that make up the capacity to do what we do. And for that, we are honored, we're humbled, and we love you for it. Your gifts, your talents, your energy, your personality, your thought process, your creativity, all of that combined into an individual that is uniquely you. And for 2 hours, you decide to share that with us. And for that, I personally say thank you on behalf of Epiphany Radio. To our CEO, brother, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your vision. Man.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. and for the poets and for the listening audience, both online, both on their telecommunication lines, we hope you enjoyed what we did and what we brought, because we're looking forward to bringing more of this to you. Join us next week, because Van and I are going to be doing this from New Orleans. And do we have something special for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all bring that New Orleans poetry.
Yes,
y'all bring
sir.
That New Orleans spoken word. Y'all
yes,
bring
sir.
That New Orleans jazz and see what we got going on. It's going to be something to behold. What you say, Van?
Man, I can't wait, man. I am so excited. That New Orleans energy is so different. The vibe is crazy. You know, when I visited New Orleans, never in my life have I stayed at a hotel, went out and partied, went back to the hotel, took a nap, got back up and went out and partied some more. When I tell you, this is what New Orleans is like. I mean, you're talking about the streets just paved with hundreds of people having a good time. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I can't wait till next week's show. I am truly, truly looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
So, ladies
Absolutely.
And gentlemen, remember, join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Same time, 9 p.m., same number, same web address. Just different show, different host, different energy. Make sure y'all tune in. One love, one mic, and always remember, take your socks off. Baby, baby, peace.
Peace, y'all.